Now, over the last few years, research has revealed that children on the autism spectrum are motivated to engage with socially assistive robots. So, but what does this mean, a socially assistive robot, and how can this help? Well, Ziggy O'Reilly, a researcher from Symbiotica at UWA, has started a new project that draws on methods from dramaturgy, film studies, and animation, which could reveal how socially assistive robots might be used to help children on the autism spectrum. And she joins us on the mag this morning to tell us more. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No worries. So to begin with, what is a socially assistive robot?
Yeah, okay, that's a good place to begin. I guess I'll start broader first to what is a social robot.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so a social robot is a robot that's been designed and developed to interact socially with humans. So this could be through movement, so like nonverbal communication, also sound such as vocalization and even visual displays, so images of eyes, for example. So a socially assistive robot is a subclass of that field which specifically aims to assist individuals who have difficulties in a wide variety of areas.
And then now there's research that's shown that children with autism could benefit from these robots. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so the rationale behind using these robots for children on the autism spectrum is that children typically have strengths in understanding the object-related world and sort of relative weaknesses in understanding the social world. And so there seems to be this sort of natural interest to technological objects. And because social robots kind of occupy this space kind of in between the social world and the technological world, they're thought to be useful in therapies to engage with kids.
And then from that research, you've developed your own project called The Theory of Mind and Socially Assistive Robots. Could you tell us more about your own project?
Yeah, so there's actually not much research currently looking at what's going on in the minds of kids on the autism spectrum. It's mostly focused on the design of the robot and the behaviours that kids show in response to the robot. So I'm more interested in what's happening in their minds when they interact with these robots. How do they perceive them?
So is that why you decided to create the project? Because there wasn't much research in this particular area?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So why did you decide to look at just the mental state between an individual with autism and a robot rather than human and human?
Because I thought perhaps that might be one of the reasons why we're seeing these social behaviours in response to the robots. Maybe it's because individuals on the autism spectrum are actually thinking about the mental states of robots. And there is research that says that they do interact with robots differently to how they might interact with humans. So I just wanted to kind of understand that a bit more.
And it's such an interesting thing because we don't think much about robots, but if they're thinking a little bit more about the robot's mental state, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, we don't know yet. So before I make that claim, it's possible that that might not be happening at all. So I'm still in the middle of collecting data and I haven't yet analysed it. So it's more kind of exploratory phase at the moment.
So what hypothesis are you, is that the hypothesis that you're hoping to test in the program?
Yeah, so that's what we're looking at measuring.
So how are you going about collecting all that data?
Well, I guess first I kind of have to step back and think about what is the measure that we're using. And this is kind of where the animation and film studies comes into it, because I needed to design videos of two robots interacting with each other. And to design those videos of two robots interacting, you need robots to interact in a way which is believable. So that their movement, you can actually understand what they're doing with their movement and what they're trying to, what the goal of the interaction is. And so I've recorded a bunch of these videos in a studio setting with an amazing film crew. And we'll be showing these videos to kids on the autism spectrum and also neurotypical children, so children who haven't been diagnosed with any developmental difficulties.
So you're listening to The Mag, and right now we're speaking with Ziggy O'Reilly from Symbiotica at UWA about her research project called The Theory of Mind and Socially Assistive Robots. So how do you think showing a video will help students and children?
I don't think showing the video will help them directly. I think it's more kind of exploratory, like just to understand what's going on, how they're perceiving videos of robots interacting first.
So what made you decide to use methods from, like you said, film studies and animation as opposed to more scientific sort of methods?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I guess I realised that animation and film studies have a really long history of developing characters that are believable. Believable in the sense that, you know, you can go into the story and suspend disbelief and imagine that this character has feelings and emotions. And I thought I should draw upon that kind of area of research.
And it definitely helps with imagination and other sort of mental stimulation as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you think about sort of Disney animation, when you watch Disney films, although you might be watching a duck talk to a rabbit, like there's nothing about that that's unusual because they've designed these characters to be so realistic.
Mm. Mm. And gave them their own personality and everything like that.
Yeah.
Which really helps relates back to the socially assistive robots as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So could you tell us why it's important that there's a research project such as this?
I think it's really important because before we can claim that robots are genuinely beneficial in therapies, we first need to understand how kids on the autism spectrum perceive them or think about them as a foundation before we move forward with this area of research.
So are robots used much in therapy?
Currently they're not being used at all. It's still in its preliminary stages, so still just investigating what is going on in research. So that's mostly where they're being used at the moment.
So not only will this research project could potentially help children with autism, but also help boost robots being used for therapy as well, which is pretty amazing. You're hitting like two things at once.
Yeah. We'll see.
So how long are you hoping this project will run for?
So I should finish at the end of this year when I finish my master's degree.
So yeah. You're almost there.
Yeah.
So finally, what do you hope the outcome will be from you and your project, The Theory of Mind?
I guess I just hope that we develop more understanding of what's going on in the minds and kind of set a foundation for future research to start taking that approach and looking more into cognition rather than focusing specifically on design of the robots and behaviours.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, telling us all about your project.
No, thank you for having me.
So that was Ziggy O'Reilly from Symbiotica at UWA telling us more about her research project called The Theory of Mind and Socially Assistive Robots, which looks at how individuals with autism attribute mental states to robots.